Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Well, I have something that I sent away for. Yes, some posters. They came in this mailing tube. I'll be glad to see them. They are nursery rhyme posters. I've been waiting for them to come. Sometimes you send away for things and you have to wait for such a long time for them to come. And I was glad that these arrived today so I could show you. See, how do I get them out? You see them in there? All rolled up in this tube. Come on out, posters. We've waited a long time for you. There. Nursery rhymes. Do you know any nursery rhymes? Let's take them over here. There's more room over here. Sometimes when things come in a tube like that, you have to roll them the other way. Look like good pictures on here. And the words at the bottom. This first one is Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill. Wait a minute. I don't see Jack and Jill on there, do you? Well, that's what it's supposed to be. It says Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. It's just a path with a bucket there and the well up there. That. This is Old Mother Hubbard. Went to the cupboard. That's just a cupboard there. And what this is, wait a minute. Dear nursery rhyme fan, here are the nursery rhyme posters you ordered. If you would like to get the characters to paste on the scenery, simply send $1 more to the following address. $1 more, nothing. Well, I expected there to be a Jack and a Jill on here. Isn't that disappointing? Did you ever send for anything that came and you were disappointed about it when it came? $1 more. I'm not about to send $1 more. I have other things to do with my dollars. There's some food for you, fish. Jack and Jill poster without a Jack and Jill on it. Is there anything we could do with that? Let's see. I suppose we could pretend that Jack and Jill were there.
I mean, just think it, you know, use our imaginations. Want to try with me? Okay. I'll read it, and you pretend that Jack and Jill are walking along the path and all right? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. That is an idea. Here's the one of Old Mother Hubbard. Would you pretend that Old Mother Hubbard is coming to the cupboard? Okay. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. Well, you're really helping. Here's little Miss Muffet. But of course, she's not sitting there. No, we'll just have to pretend she's there. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. It's not bad. What do you think this one is with a wall? Somebody would be sitting on a wall. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And here's the last one. Little Jack Horner, but there's no little Jack Horner sitting there. You'll just have to pretend, okay? Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." There's the telephone. Thanks for helping me with that. Here, see what you do with your imagination. Hello. Hi, Betty. Yeah, they came. Guess what? There weren't any characters on them. No, just the scenery. Oh, you have some people? Doing just that. Oh, we would like to. Betty is at her little theater, and she has some young children who are acting out some of those nursery rhymes. Would you like to go over? Yeah, we would. Anytime now? All right, we'll come. Sure, you'll help us with our disappointment. Okay, fine. Thank you, bye. Let's go together to Betty's little theater and see some children acting out those nursery rhymes. All right, come along.
Well, we're just ready to start our dress rehearsal.
Good. May I watch?
Please have a seat. Yes. And we won't be saying anything. So you and your friends might want to guess which nursery rhymes we were doing.
Good.
Okay.
Do that with me? Okay.
And we've never had an audience before, so I'll be moving some of these pieces around, but don't you help. I want you to stay and be our audience.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
That was? Which nursery rhyme? Up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
is for. Okay, Mr. Costa. Little Miss, did you think it to yourself when you saw it? Little Miss Muffet sat on it. Good. That one, Jack, be nimble. Mary had a lamb. Yep. Oh, what do you suppose Betty's making for us now? Thank you.
cooks it, okay? Mr. Rogers?
Thank you very much.
Come sit on the edge of the stage. I want you to meet Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
This is Hutch and Hi, Robbie.
Hutch. Hi, Robbie. Thank you very much. I know you worked hard at that.
Why did you move in?
Hi, Ken.
And Ann.
Hi, Ann.
And Susie.
How do you do, Susie?
And Amy.
Amy? Thank you very much for showing me those things. I know you worked hard at that, didn't you?
Getting
that all together? Mm-hmm. My friends and I really enjoyed it. And we were able to say those different nursery rhymes in our heads while you were doing them. Well, I know you have lots of other things to do, but thanks for making that for us.
Thanks
Thank you,
for
Betty.
Coming, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Bye. We like your little theater. Bye.
Thank you. Let's try it.
Mr. McFeely.
Oh, busy day, Mr. Rogers, busy day.
Oh, before you go, do you have one of those posters of the places in make-believe?
Posters of make-believe? Let's check this history.
You have a lot of deliveries.
A lot of deliveries. I'm busy. Well, here's something down here. Here it is, Mr. Rogers. There we go. There's your poster.
Oh, thank you very much. Could I borrow it?
Certainly. I just look at it every once in a while, and then I just imagine things going on in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I thought maybe my friends and I could do that, too.
Fine. Well, busy day and a good day to you, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. What Mr. McFeely does. You know, the way we did with the other posters, we could pretend that King Friday is right here. Why don't we think of him as wanting to be Old King Cole today? Okay? Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Where is my pipe? Thank you. And where is my bowl? Thank you. And where are my fiddlers three? Stop. Stop. Stop.
What's wrong, Uncle Friday?
I am King Cole.
Oh, sorry. What's wrong, King Cole?
You are only one fiddler. I want my fiddlers three.
Oh. Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Lady Evelyn. You called? Good day, King Friday. Good day.
Oh, I'm King Cole today.
Oh, I see.
King Cole needs another fiddler. Mr. McFeely, I wonder if you would mind pretending to fiddle for a little bit?
Well, I'm pretty busy, but I guess I could fiddle for just a little while.
Thank you.
Stop. Stop.
What's the matter, King Cole?
You are only two fiddlers. I want my fiddlers three.
Is there a third fiddler in the neighborhood? If so, would he please, please step forward?
Oh, how do you do?
Good day, King Friday.
Good day. I am King Cole today. Yes, could you fiddle for me, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Oh, yes, excellent. So, old King Cole is a merry old soul. I suggest that you fiddlers come to the F room where you may all fiddle together. Come along, fiddlers three. Fiddlers three.
So, old King Cole was a merry old soul. King Friday was pretending he was old King Cole. Come along with me, will you? My house? Hi, Fritz.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
Very fine. Good to see you.
See you. Right.
We were just pretending about some Fiddlers Three. Will you come inside with me?
I'm sorry, I can't, but I'm on my way to rehearsal. I'll stay a few minutes, though. That's about all I can.
Oh, good. Well, I'd like you to meet my friends.
Hello.
Mr. Fritz Siegel, who is a very fine violinist. Would you show them your...
Yes.
Your fiddle?
Oh,
isn't that beautiful? Mm, I'd like them to hear how it sounds. Sometimes you pluck the
yes,
violin,
that's
don't
pizzicato.
You?
Yes, pizzicato.
Can you say pizzicato? And you could go like that. And when you play it with the bow, what's
it's that? Legato.
Legato.
I know. We have a mute here that we use much of the time to make a much softer sound.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. It's sort of like humming, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How would you play that violin if you were feeling angry, to make angry music? Really scratch it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you play it if you wanted to make it sound disappointed? Sound disappointed, doesn't it? Could I try it?
Yes, but please be very careful. It's very important to me.
Well, all right.
And I'll put it over here.
Oh, I really can't play it anyway the way you do. But I know that you've worked on it for years.
Years.
Would you play something that you like
be
particularly
happy to.
Well? Fritz, that's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. I must be on my way to rehearsal now.
Oh,
thanks very much.
We're grateful that you'd stop by. Thank you, Mr. Fritz Siegel. That violin means a great deal to him. Yes, he's able to talk with that violin, isn't he? Oh, boy. He let me touch it. But he helped me. By holding it himself. Yeah. Come on inside, you and I. When you see things like that violin, sometimes you really feel like touching them.
Yeah.
But there are some things that people just can't let us touch. No. Well, these posters are ours. These posters without the people. Yeah. I like the way that you made up things for them. I'm proud of you, you know that?
I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.
I do. Are you proud of yourself when you make up things on your own? And think up things on your own? Sure. And I'll be proud to see you again tomorrow. You and I together tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how. By just your being you. Sure. You know what you could do with a poster like that? I was just thinking. You could cut out things that look like Jack and Jill and Mother Hubbard and all of those people and paste them on. It's another idea, isn't it? Good. Lots of ideas. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.